Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The queen is here. Well, she's not really here. She used to come in studio. Now it's we're not in her radar.
She came in last week.
Oh, she came in last week for Susie. Is that right? Isn't that interesting?
Dave, he wasn't here. He did not need to know that, Dave Harrigan. He did not need to have that bit of information. That was not his business.
I'm in Hawaii witnessing my son's marriage, and you're cheating on me back here.
I was downtown having a meeting with Adam, the president of the Minneapolis Downtown Council. We were talking about some possible partnerships with my company.
Are you going to sponsor Holidazzle?
I got to do something with this money. They said that if I don't spend it, Donald Trump is going to take it and build some more golf courses with it. You know, they only let you make so much, and then the rest you have to give to Uncle Sam, I guess, apparently. So I got to spend it on something. I might as well sponsor Holidazzle.
Dave will take it. I mean, you okay, Dave?
I will put it to good use, I promise.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we need to get in this story, but let me just get ahead of it. And say, I want you to give all the details, but I believe it 10,000% because you will often send me a picture and you will say, who is this guy? And more often than not, it's a black guy who you've assumed I know and is potentially an athlete in town. And I'm like, I think even one time I said it back, I go, Shaletta. Every black guy you meet in town is not on the Wolves or the Vikings, okay? I don't know who this guy is.
Or the Twins.
That's right. You had Byron Buxton one time. Who is this guy?
Hey, how you doing? He was like, oh, hey, what's up? I'm like, hey, I know Chad Harvey. You know, oh, yeah, I know Chad. That's my friend. Come on, let's take a picture together. Hey, Chad, who's this? Oh,
exactly.
It's only Byron.
I mean, it's about 50-50, Dave. She sends me a picture. I'm like, I don't know. He's a lawyer somewhere. He's a teacher somewhere. I don't know who the guy is. Okay, so this is a perfect setup. So tell people what happened, because only you could pull this off.
Okay, so I was going to D.C. to get the award that I won on behalf of WCCO Radio this past summer for the work that we do, spreading love with locks, passing out the free locks to families who have kids with autism who wander off and they want to keep them safe in the house.
Yep.
So I was on the flight, and my friend Karen was with me. And so we got off the plane at Washington National Airport in Washington, D.C., and we get off the plane, and I think I see Oprah's boyfriend.
Stedman.
Yes.
So,
and I said,
are you thinking if Stedman's here, Oprah might be.
Cannot be too far behind.
Yeah, here we.
If she's not with him, then he has a cell phone and he has her number in it.
Okay.
And if
I was
going to
say, can
calls,
I stop for a second? I was going to say, Dave, it's a guy and he's got a cell phone.
I mean,
man, what a la-di-da lifestyle this guy's leading. Okay, so yeah, it's Stedman, And then you can.
He has a phone.
Yeah. And
we could call Oprah.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, let's not forget that when Oprah came to Minneapolis before COVID, she was at the X. I'm not sure what they're calling it now. And me and my kids stalked her.
Yeah.
Outside at the wrong hotel, and then she tweeted me out and talked about me on social media, told me to take my kids in the house. She was going to call Children's Protection Services people.
Yeah,
but anyway,
right.
So I have been known for stalking Oprah, okay? I've been spending my whole life trying to meet Oprah.
Correct.
So I think that I see Stedman Graham.
Yeah, Stedman, so, right there. Distinctive,
right,
good-looking man, right?
Yeah, tall, black, older gentleman with the curly hair, fair skin, you know, just, you know, probably smell like peppermints and chocolate milk. I'm like, okay, I'm going over here. I'm going to meet Stedman. And I don't see Oprah, right? Because my Oprah radar does not go off.
Yeah, right.
I see some handlers, and I'm thinking he got a cell phone. And in that cell phone is Oprah's number. And if Stedman calls Oprah, she going to answer. Mm-hmm. So I go over there, and I say, hey, you got to call Oprah so you can let me talk to her. I'm her number one fan. I got into broadcasting because of her. I was a nursing major, and I switched majors. And I'm here in town, and I'm winning this award, and I've got four kids. And I start telling him my whole story, and this handler.
Ballpark, how long did you talk before the handler was allowed to jump in?
Probably about 8 minutes, maybe 10.
Yeah. Dave, any doubt about it?
Seems a little late to
me. I was going to say.
It's like when people ask me to speak at funerals and they say 2 to 3 minutes and it winds up being 23 minutes.
No chance.
I think I broke a record at a funeral. Somebody said I did. They clocked me. They said I did 43 minutes.
Oh.
So if you don't want me speaking long at your funeral, don't ask.
Yeah.
Okay? Because if I get the microphone, it's a wrap.
Yes.
I'm going for broke.
Yes.
Okay?
I believe.
And so I'm standing, and the handler, she taps me on the back, and she said, ma'am, that's not Stedman Graham. That's Attorney General Eric Holder.
I mean, it's not Stedman Graham. It's the former Attorney General of the United States, who is the Attorney General for the first black president we ever had. And here you are speaking out on so many causes for black women, black men, opportunities for jobs. And here's Eric Holder. And you're calling him Stedman.
Looking for a cell phone. I did everything except stick my hand in his pocket. I was like, you got a cell phone. Please call her because I just want to say hi. You know what? If you just call and talk to her, if you want me to, I'll be quiet. I won't say nothing. I just want to hear her voice. If you could just get her on the phone.
Seriously. Now here's the thing, though. Eric Holder might have Oprah's number.
Oh.
Right, Dave?
I bet he does.
I bet he does.
God. Oh, my God.
Because here's one of his closest friends still, by all accounts, is this guy, I don't know if you've ever heard of him, Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And Barack Obama for sure has Oprah's number.
Yes,
so
he does.
You could have got Barack Obama's number and Oprah's
and
number.
Michelle Obama.
And
that.
Michelle Obama's number. If I just want to travel with
him. All at the same time.
Yep.
You know, we need to go on more trips together because you Monday morning quarterback in this thing. I was not thinking ahead. In the moment of my embarrassment, I wasn't thinking that maybe he still had Oprah's number. I was just so embarrassed that for 8 to 10 to maybe 15 minutes, I was talking to this man as if he was Stedman Graham. And he was like a statue. He was frozen.
Yeah.
My friend Carrie Ream was mortified. She didn't get to say a word. She just kept taking steps back. And so by the time it was over, she was almost back on the plane. Literally, like, I left my purse. That's how excited I was. Like, somebody had to go back up to the gate and get my purse because I threw everything down and ran to this man. They had to go get. I realized I didn't have my purse when I got down to baggage claim. I was like, my purse is still up there. It was a wrap.
But as usual, you've saved yourself, and there's an event coming out of this, right?
Yes. So I asked him if he'd ever been to Minneapolis and if he would like to come because we have Juicy Lucy's Prince the Musical is at the State Theater, and he could purify himself in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Great time of year to head out to Lake Minnetonka. I mean, not only are you going to get his name wrong, you're trying to kill the man. Okay, really big supporter of Eric Holder you are.
Oh, so he is going to be the keynote speaker at the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers Gala next Saturday. And guess who he asked to be the MC of the event?
Jason DeRusha?
Stedman.
Stedman Graham.
It would be me. I'm going to be the MC of the event.
Okay. So you go off to the former attorney general, who's still very involved in redistricting and what's going on.
You get
his name wrong, but then you somehow still get him to show up and come here 2 weeks later?
You know, Jesus loves me. Things happen amazingly for me. You've seen it over and over again. I'm not sure why y'all keep doubting my abilities, but yeah, so he'll be here next Saturday. It's at the Royalston Square at the Minnesota Association of Black Lawyers annual gala. And yeah, so he and I'll be hanging out. Did you want to meet him? I mean, if you want me to.
I want him on the radio. Yes, I do. In all sincerity, I do.
Okay, so what about Tuesday? I'm looking at his calendar. He's got Tuesday at 1 o'clock available. Are you available Tuesday at 1?
Tuesday at 1:05. We will make...
1:05?
Yeah, we'll
make room?
We will make... Wait a second. How much access to his calendar do you have now?
Now, we all know that I'm a stalker.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're aware.
And we all know that I have some skills when it comes to cracking codes and getting into people's systems. So I'm going to just tell you that I see Tuesday at 1. If you want me to hook this up for
that
you,
would be great.
You just let
That'd
me
be
know.
Fantastic.
I'll work with it. Because this is, but, you know, this is what I did when I was your producer. You know, I always got you really
no,
good,
it's not.
Important.
Never. That's why I'm going to believe this one when... Dave verifies we're actually talking, Derek Holder. If it turns out it's Stedman, we'd have Stedman on too. My preference.
So either way.
Dave, let's play the game 10 times. 8 times I'd rather interview Eric Holder, but twice Stedman, that, you know, so.
I mean, Stedman
might
be
at the clicks.
Yeah, Stedman's going to get you the clicks. He might
get some Oprah dish.
Well, if.
Might get some Oprah
that,
dish.
I mean, if he's at home and he's with Oprah.
And you could just, like, yell out, and she could, like, yell into the phone and stuff.
Well, no, she's human. She'd want to talk to me. Come on.
Oh, she would. Okay.
All right. Put yourself on hold. More with Shaletta in moments on CCO.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Shaletta is here. That doesn't necessarily mean Shaletta will be here tomorrow. It is the Shaletta Show with an occasional guest appearance by Shaletta. Let's play our game, Dave. This time you go first. Will Shaletta in town host her own show? Dave, you're first.
I feel like we are on a winning streak for Shaletta fans. She will be on the microphone from noon to three tomorrow.
I know she hosted at least once in the last month, which means she will not be here. We are going to get the Stevie T experience, so Shaletta will not be hosting her show tomorrow. Who is correct?
I can't believe you don't have any faith in me, Chad. I host at least two of my own shows a month, okay?
Oh, you don't.
Okay.
Does that count the Twins games when they're on and you can't be here? So you count that as you were available to host?
Yes, I was. So that's not my fault, okay? I will be there tomorrow. Amazing guests lined up, okay? I will be talking to Dr. Buffy Smith from Doherty Family College at the University of St. Thomas. And I did not know this. I thought this was an amazing story. So I was at church on Sunday, and I was talking to one of the kids, in the older kids in the youth ministry. And he was telling me that he said the college that we go to, they gave us gift cards to the grocery store so that we could have something to eat because they didn't know if we were receiving SNAP benefits. And I was like, what college you go to? Because they never cared about whether we ate or not. I grew up on ramen and bologna. And so he was telling me about Doherty Family College, and I said, okay, I need to call over there. So I talked to the dean, and she's coming. So since she's coming, then I got to kind of show up because I did invite her.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. I think that's still a win for me. If she did not show, you were going to check in with Brad and Sam. Okay, now the last time we chatted, what did you call chili? What soup did you call it?
I was making taco soup.
Taco soup, by the way, which does not exist.
And it was not chili. Yeah. It was not chili. It's ground meat. Just because something has ground meat in it does not make it chili, okay? It's ground meat, tomato sauce, Rotel, corn, and beans, okay? It's not chili. It's taco soup. You crush you up little Tostitos chips, put your little dollop of sour cream, a little Mexican cheese. Bam. That's not chili. It's taco soup.
Yeah, I Googled it right now. There are a lot of taco soup recipes. And Dave, from every picture, you know what it looks like? Chili. It just
sounds right.
Just looks identical to chili. Okay, before we go, I'm going to ask you about the Japanese prime minister. I don't know the proper pronunciation, so I'm just going to pass. Female. Mm-hmm. She recently scheduled a meeting, okay, 3 a.m., 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. meeting, okay, a 3 a.m. study session.
Mm-hmm.
As New York Times reports, the issue is especially sensitive in Japan, where there's been a lot of high-profile cases recently of death from overwork. Let's buckle up and ponder this thought, Dave Harrigan. Shaletta is the Prime Minister of the United States of America. Where do you stand on a 3 a.m. meeting?
I say they're just 1 hour early from when I started waking up to text people. Have you not talked to Adam Carter?
I'm aware of myself. You text me very, very early.
Yes, yes. At 4 a.m., I'm up, I'm thinking, I'm moving, I'm shaking, and I'm wondering at 4:32 why nobody's responded. Tim Wall said it best when he was on the campaign trail. We're sleeping, we're dead. We got work to do, people. I'm with the prime minister. Do you have her phone number? Okay, I'll hook you up with Eric Holder. You hook me up with the prime minister over there who's having the 3 a.m. meetings, because that's my tribe. She's my kind of people. That's called hardworking folks. We get
it's
stuff
ridiculous.
Done.
It's utterly, it's done. It's ridiculous. It's
there's nothing on my to-do list by the end of the day. That's all I'm telling you.
No.
I've gotten it done.
No.
I started 4. I ended midnight.
I have ripped the countries where they say you can't get a hold of somebody outside of business hours, but there's also a reasonable time. And 3 a.m. for a meeting, Dave Harrigan, where do you stand? You with Shaletta? Any meeting, anytime, doesn't matter to me, 3 a.m. Here's the only meetings you have at 3 a.m. with your partner naked. That's it. That's the list right there. Dave, where do you stand?
I'd love to be part of one of those 3 a.m. meetings. That sounds really good. No, of course, no business meetings. I don't care how important it is. No, wait.
None. Zero. Zilch.
You know what? If you're trying to do international business, you can't be waking up at 8 o'clock in the morning scrolling through your emails at 9 a.m. By 9 a.m., your email needs to be cleaned out and you need to be on to the next. Like at 4 a.m., if you're doing international business or business with folks on the East Coast, those people are up at 6 o'clock in the morning. That means you need to be up at 5. That means at 4 o'clock, you need to wake up and know what you need to tell them by 5 a.m. because they're up at 6 and 7 o'clock. Y'all are not thinking globally. Y'all thinking Minneapolis-ly.
For the rare international situation, I get it. Okay. You are the prime minister. You're not just some silly afternoon talk show host like I am.
Right.
But on a regular basis, impeachment if this continues. Come on.
Well, fire me now, because I'm telling you, she is only 1 hour ahead of me. At 4 a.m., I am up and working and getting it done. Yep. And anybody that's rolling with me, they got to be up, and or they got to block me or put me on mute. Because you know, if I wake up and it's an idea or I see something, I'm texting, calling, I'm trying to engage.
Another reason why, Dave, the phone is not on the bed, because it's very possible it's 4:10. And she'll just be asking me some random question.
Random question.
Out of nowhere.
Like, have you tried that dark chocolate to see if it'll make you sleep?
Have you tried this restaurant lately?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yeah. Call me at 7:10.
I mean, what is it? When you go to Manny's, do you ask for the side dish of so-and-so?
Yeah.
What's the best place to get a cocktail in St. Cloud? Just like all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah. I now have the new Apple phone where you can block one person. That'd be you. That would be you.
Oh, that's so horrible.
All right.
That's
so we're penciling it in. No. We're penning it in. We're penning it in.
I'm literally emailing his people right now. Vicky Bethea is his main point of contact, and I'm emailing her now to find out.
Why don't you give out her email address in case anyone...
Phone number? That'd be good.
I got it. Because, you know, I'm so used to booking your guests from when I was a producer. Yeah. Again, back on your show, back when I was working with you.
What if I do the first segment as Stedman? Just the whole time. What is it like living with Oprah? Is there question after question? See how long it goes. All right, we got to go. We got to get to, am I wrong, Dick? It's very sensitive in the time situation.
Okay, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Have a great weekend, everyone. See y'all tomorrow on the radio from noon to 3.
Shaletta right here on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here we go. Dave Harrigan, take it away.
Thank you very much. Let's start with some journalistic ridiculousness, shall we? This was pointed out to me by committee member Ben. Read a piece in The Atlantic from Jacob Beckert, who wrote this week a little something decrying the end of same-gender communal nudity in this country, the kind of which we had seen for decades upon decades in men's and women's locker rooms, school and gym showers, pools, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You were in gym class swimming naked with the rest of the boys, right?
I was not. I was not in the naked group.
My father tells that story from his
There were a lot of them.
His schooling days. It wasn't that long ago. Bathhouses, of course. Instead, no, due to this woke modernist ruination of America, Chad, we are now subjected to walls, private showers, and change rooms and other ways that segregate us from our naked neighbors. Now, as the gym goers of the committee discussed this last night, we came up with a bit of a different take than Mr. Beckert. If you've ever seen or even imagined an old man sitting bare butt naked on a locker room bench, spread eagle, or
I have
no towel
stays with me
demarcation between him and said bench, or perhaps taking advantage of the hair dryer with one leg up.
Yep, there we go.
Not to dry the hair on top of his head. No,
not that.
You know, this has to be
below the
dumbest take ever printed in American journalism.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not. You're not. Not a prude. You do you. But I think we've reached a point, right at the start, where you can put a towel on.
Be nice.
You can put a towel on.
Just start there.
The memory that whenever this conversation comes up, there was was it a Frank Vassalero tennis tournament, maybe like 20-some years ago.
Naked Frank?
It was a naked Frank, right? And I finish, and it's at maybe 98th Street, one of the smaller of the then Northwest, now Lifetime. And I turn the corner, okay, to enter the locker room, and there's the guy on a payphone. So this might have been 25 years ago, naked, wet, hair disheveled, on the phone, laughing. Okay, so
there was a naked Frank.
Yeah, laughing. Wasn't like, hey, you're about to die. I'll be there. No, laughing. I don't even think he used the towel himself off. Not indiscreet at all. First of all, having the payphone right by the door was probably a dubious decision to begin with. And then gave me kind of the nod. Kind of gave him the nod, and I kind of went, okay, I'm just going to head on over here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not embarrassed by the human body. I just think there are times when I don't even care if you look like Glenn Powell. I don't want to see your foot up there on the payphone right in front of me. A towel, underrated. Let's combine a couple of our games here.
Mm. Nice big towel, too. Nice big towel.
Yeah, I wasn't really talking about a washcloth, like, you know, a directional towel.
The Lego people are pushing a new gift for the nerds on the holiday list this
whoa,
year.
Whoa, is that a shot of cook?
A little bit. Debuting a model of the USS Enterprise starship from Star Trek, The Next Generation. What do you think the price tag is at for that one, Chad?
How do they not have this out like decades ago?
I don't know, but it's finally here.
They're just familiar with Captain Kirk now?
No, this is Next Generation. So you got Captain Picard.
Oh, Picard.
Yes, yes.
Jean-Luc Picard.
Cook would know all this guy.
Yeah,
no,
Kathleen
was into it too. He's the guy that took down Darth Vader, I'm pretty sure.
Kathleen at one point had a Jean-Luc Picard doll. Okay, so.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That bald head on Jean-Luc.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, price tag, $400.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Is there any more overpriced toy in the history of American consumers than Legos? The answer is no, there is not. If you've got kids, you've got teens, you've got some sort of architectural enthusiasts on your list, do not give in to Big Lego. That's enough. Stand tall. Fight the monopoly that Big Lego has on the building market, by the way. Do not support the biggest price gouging scam ever pulled on the parents and grandparents of the young toy and building enthusiast public.
Am I wrong?
Okay, $400 is outrageous. It's asinine. It's the worst. Now, one could argue that the more complicated ones actually can teach some skills, some thinking, some patience, maybe working together. Michael built a number of the Death Star. And it is elaborate. Do you want to give any ground to those?
No.
Or are you just still $400 unless it talks, walks, and is your new AI friend, you're out.
No. The Lego aisle at Target, Walmart, name your toy store, is insane. Not just the Enterprise, but
right.
All of the sets, specifically the ones that are licensed in some way. They are all insane.
Right.
If you want to teach your kid to build, go to the thrift store, buy a box of random Legos, go get them, kid. Then you'll actually learn something instead of, all right, here's your set, and here's your step-by-step instructions of how you're going to put it together without any actual imagination.
Well, and for some of the more elaborate ones, it's basically a book.
Yes.
And that's when I say, good luck, and I go to the other room. You know, another detriment, Legos. Every one of us has stepped on one.
Yes.
At times.
Mm-hmm.
And
somehow the pointy side is always up.
Always is up. Always is up. Hurts like a mother. And then you better not have a partner who instantly says, you okay? You okay? You okay? You okay? No, I'm just screaming really loud right now, but I'm okay. You know the move, right?
Mm-hmm.
About 7-8 seconds of silence.
Yep.
They calm down. That jolt of extraordinary pain has left their body, and that's when you sit, can I help you? Or that's when you jump in. Just not the right away.
And then you scream at the kids to pick up their darn Legos.
And then you take that Death Star and you smash it right in front of them to teach them a lesson.
Well, then you end up with more Legos on the ground.
Well, then they're grounded for life.
Pick those up in the next 10 seconds.
Yeah. Other objects, 651-461-9226. That we still occasionally step on that hurt. I mean, the corners are the worst, right? The corners, the bed, the chair, the couch.
You bang the shin into
bang the shin. But just other objects. God knows the sex toys you have around your house, you know, they can be painful also.
We leave them lying around.
You just leave them lying around. I don't surprise me. 47 best two on CCO. I'm going to talk about my friend Amber Scholl. This might be the day when it's absolutely glorious outside, when you're having a beverage of some sort, lemonade, Sauvignon Blanc, maybe one of the seltzers before it goes away, where you say, what in the hell am I paying for my car? How about the condo you have? Maybe you're in the Harrigan territory. It's a house. It's another house. It's a cabin. And you're wondering about the prices. I've got the person to reach out to. First of all, the company is American Family. It's a heavyweight. It's one of the blockbusters. It's a company that can help out in every way. But I don't want some random 1-800 number and I get a different person each time. I want somebody who knows that company inside and out, knows Minnesota, knows the rates, knows the businesses you can be associated with where you can save even more money. Affordability in this country right now is not great. So anywhere, anytime, anywhere, you can either get greater coverage for the same money or save money, you should be a part of it. Team Scholl is the way to go. It's my friend Amber Scholl. She's been with this office for 15 years, running it for a number of years. I've been with this office as a customer for 35 years. It's worth a minute of your time to go to teamscholl.com and sign up. And then about a 10-minute conversation about what you have. And either you'll say, hey, I'm in a good spot, or, man, I'm glad I listened to CCO and I'm switching and I'm going with teamscholl.com. I mean, if it's King-related music, you got to finish here, right?
How do you not?
And
top 10 tune of all time, right?
His best, right?
Oh, God, I love it.
It's such a great song.
Suspicious Minds.
Seriously, was that a traffic report from Austin, Minnesota? Are we supposed to be listening to the traffic reports here? How often do you actually listen to the traffic reports?
I pay rapt attention.
I can't tell you the last time
I just happened to be busy during the last
one.
Yeah,
sure. Dave is so wrong. These sets are collector's items, and kids learn to follow detailed instructions and an application for how the sets are engineered.
For collector's items, you shouldn't be opening them.
Apparently, you don't want our kids to learn engineering. No wonder why you're pro-China. I get it now. You're all for other countries passing us. You commie.
They don't need to be $8,000. Yeah.
Would you like a little Lindis time check?
Oh, here? That sounds delightful.
How about that? $253. Time to upgrade your windows with Infinity by Marvin. Installation labor is 50% off through November 3rd. Look who's here. Mr. St. Paul. You're moved in. I saw it on Instagram.
Moved in. It's official now. I sort of, it's been, you know, I've hinted around it on the air, but now that the kids call this a hard launch. So we have hard launched my relationship with St. Paul.
Yes.
Always been my favorite.
Mr.
Of
Capital
the,
City.
I will be hard launching.
Of the Twin Cities.
I will be hard launching in a very detailed search back to some Jason DeRush appearances in the teens. But yeah, one moment.
Good luck trying to find that.
One moment, you're walking in the Grove. The next moment, you're walking in downtown.
Is it wrong to have love for multiple cities?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
You're a giver. You're a giver. Another giver now has a specific, am I wrong, for you.
I just wonder if he'll have some thoughts on the issue. We were discussing it last night. In fact, committee member Julie happens to be a stay-at-home mom with three kids, came into the meeting last night all fired up about this viral video she saw on TikTok earlier in the day. In fact, I grabbed a clip of it from a young man who goes by the name of Cass. Here he is.
To all the stay-at-home moms, I feel like you're lying. Because of what I get to do for work, I can still stay home and pay all the bills. And my wife will have to go to work to make her money. And I have a one-year-old daughter. So I'll stay at home and I'll take care of my daughter. And while I'm taking care of my one-year-old daughter, I can give her three meals a day, change her on time, get her into her naps, play time, arts and crafts time, and still make sure the entire place is clean. And I can clean the whole apartment while watching her before 12 or 1 o'clock. And yes, I know an apartment is different than a home, but I have a 2,300 square foot apartment, so it's not tiny.
Wow.
So can someone please tell me, when does being a stay-at-home mom become hard?
Oh, my God.
You heard it there. Claiming being a stay-at-home parent isn't nearly as difficult as the stay-at-home
cakewalk
community
sounded like it
would like us to believe, and it's been pushing for decades upon decades. Obviously, several holes in the argument. He's only got one kid.
Yep.
That kid is at a very rather easier stage.
Apparently flawless.
Fake,
too.
Clearly has a fake job.
Yeah. Fewer cleaning and maintenance duties in the apartment. Granted, the size of the apartment.
Oh, yeah.
Still, it's an apartment compared to
big, that's a big apartment.
That's yeah, he's bigger than my first house. No, clearly my second not, house, my third house.
Clearly not entirely correct with his assertions that stay-at-home parenting is a cakewalk.
Yeah.
But he's not entirely wrong either, is he?
Am I wrong?
That's for you. We saved it for you. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go talk to all the women listening right now and say, we're sick of you milking
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I need to take a moment because I've never considered that this would be a viable take to launch.
Yeah. Normally, you might view every option as viable.
I do consider this to be an epic example of what we call engagement farming, which is say something you know is nonsense so everyone tells you how wrong you are,
mm-hmm.
and the views just rack yeah. up.
Seems yeah. savvy.
Pretty smart.
Especially if you're kind of nobody.
My mom was a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah, it gets better, Dave, here, if mm-hmm. he's going after mom. Hey,
come on, let's go.
Come on.
And there was one time.
Gladys, right?
When Gladys dropped me off for Little League Baseball and never picked me up.
Yeah.
And I sat there with the coach for 2 hours. And then mom
is
remembered.
That
is a true story. But she had three kids. Like, she had a lot going on. I was never even mad about it.
Well, and it seems I've been around her a couple times. The other kids are her favorites, too. That might have been your first invitation.
Maybe. You are wrong.
Yeah.
Stay at home. I couldn't do it.
We thought you might. Jason, he's a coward. He's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.